This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Welcome back to Dark Rum Podcast. I'm Turtle.
Why do you do it different every time?
Because Kyle. I feel like it. It's my soul.
It's never the same. I do it like the same. You do it different every
time. I'm also. Jared.
And Jared's what? Also here.
The fuck did that come
An
from?
An entity.
You guys Old both man introduced Jared. Yourself, and then you started talking, and I felt left out.
Did you feel left out, Slugger?
I totally did.
Is going to be a fun day. This is our first step into our ghost show that we will eventually definitely do on our YouTube channel. This is 2.5 skeptics.
Yep.
I don't believe in nothing. Jared half believes in something.
Yeah.
And I don't really know if it fits because Ryan believes in everything.
I don't believe in everything.
He believes in everything until he does research on it.
I believe
well, immediately you after do doing research on it.
I believe that there's a lot of gap for what we know, but there's still a lot of regular explanations for things.
Yeah. You're still a whole believer.
You're still a whole believer compared to us.
Well, compared to you guys. I'm not going to, you know, go into the semantics.
He only believes in one demon. That's the only supernatural demon. He doesn't believe in anything else. Just this one demon.
Conceptually, if you believe in one demon, you have to then say that there's demons.
Okay, so, but
I never met him.
Okay. Wow. You fucked Kyle up even with that one. Look at his face.
No, I wasn't paying attention at all to what you were saying. I fucked myself up, and then I stared in lights because my ADHD fucked me.
My brain has been like that all day.
You're in luck because they were flashing before.
Yeah, it was Turtle torture. It was torture.
Sitting there going, ow.
I've also learned that I'm going to start using my ADHD more as an excuse for things.
Uh-huh.
Because TikTok just constantly tells me how I have the right to use it.
You do.
Whoop, there's the sound of the police.
The police.
We're in trouble now.
No, I was trying to actually introduce what we were talking about before you guys went off of whatever you were going on about. This is going to be a casual conversation about demons and I guess technically like ghosts and other
supernatural experiences.
Super experiences that we've all had. Because we've all had them. I just don't believe in them anymore. I did when I had them.
Yeah. I love how casual
conversation. That's a valid point, though, is a lot of my belief hangs on the balance now that I've had a lot of experiences, but the logical part of my brain, and I'm a very science-driven person, is like, probably not. But I don't know. I don't know.
I grew up in a supposedly haunted house.
You told me stories about it.
Yeah, I know. I have told you stories. Anyway, let's start with our guest, because this
is
the funniest part.
We're definitely starting with him.
Fine. All right, but what kind of demons, since Ryan, you're the expert on demons.
Oh, God, yeah.
Casual conversations means Kyle's didn't research for this one.
Yeah,
I don't research
anyway. It doesn't matter. I know enough about them, because, you know, even if demons were real, I'd side with them. Because in my opinion,
of
the Christian Bible demons, the demons are the good guys.
This
I don't care what you
part.
Say.
All right, you got to take everything you read in religion about demons out of the picture.
Well, I was thinking about this on my way here, actually. The fact that the Bible is mostly mistranslated.
Yes.
And most of the names of things are actually
drastically
adjectives.
Different. Yes.
In most situations, and the fact that technically in the Bible, depending on how you translate it, Jesus may or may not actually be Lucifer. Because Lucifer means the morning sun.
And you're correct. Lucifer
Christianity
was the morning
is
star.
A sun religion.
Yes.
It directly actually refers to the fire.
They never actually
the
reference that Satan is Lucifer.
No, it's never been connected. They connected that in like the 14th century because they needed a bad guy. And that's why all the demons have titles like Earl and Lord and King and Knight and bullshit.
Yeah, princes and things like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, yeah, there's actually some speculation that Lucifer and Jesus were actually the same person. They have the same nickname. They described in the same way. And there's a small chance that Jesus actually was a fallen angel. And with the whole story of him coming to Earth and whatever, that kind of makes sense.
I think that's very
possible.
Or he's
just made up.
Or all
it's
of
all
made
up.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't, a story is a story. It doesn't matter if it's real or
but
not.
But he's Kyle in defense of Kyle is what I meant to say if I didn't have a stroke.
In a pointed defense of Kyle.
He can't say it because he's never done this
it's
before.
Very hard for
he's
me.
He's never defended
It's very
Kyle.
Hard for me to defend Kyle on anything. He's writing that, like, based on the original story that's told, whether you find it to be true or not, there's a lot of inaccuracies to the story they tell nowadays. Same thing with – it's mostly translation issues and the church getting
Well, there's
involved.
Also the fact that the monks, when they would rewrite it, would constantly just add stuff. They'd be like, oh, you know, it'd be sexier if Jesus smacked Maid Marian's ass.
What's
right
the whole
here?
Thing with, like, homosexuals?
I don't fucking know who's in
Maid
the Bible.
Marian. Homosexuals, the only, like, verse that really references them used to reference – thou shalt not lie with a child as thy does with, you know,
I think,
woman.
Yeah. There's a bunch of things. Yeah, there's a bunch of things that
it's a bunch about pedophiles. And then priests were like, no, let's not talk about not fucking children.
It's
make it other men.
Adult men.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Young
I was
boys.
Listening to a whole thing that was like about one of, like, the main characters somewhere in the Bible. I don't remember which one exactly. Talked about him with his boyfriend.
Yeah.
And it was totally chill with God.
Yeah.
But so there's the Christian demons,
yep,
those
Christian
ones.
Demons.
Christian demons are basically just angels that were like, hey, God, I have
fallen
a question.
Angels or
and
betrayers.
God was like, fuck you, don't ask questions.
Yeah.
Then there's
what
the,
are other kinds of demons?
Well, there's a ton. There's like Oni from Japan.
And those are not necessarily evil either.
No,
they're
they're
somewhere
all over the game.
In the middle. Well, like they're all like a mix. Like they could do something terrible and then do something nice in the next breath. Then there's like the jinn from like... Is it just in
Middle East, Arabic?
Is it just is that just from the Quran, or is there like a full separate thing for jinn?
I think jinn are in a lot of Middle Eastern and Asian mythos too. I don't think they're exclusive to just the Quran.
I wasn't sure if it was like specifically just that way.
Jinn are referenced in even like Greek mythology, I think, and Egyptian.
So.
They just have different everything.
I guess
has,
that could fit because like the Greeks are close enough to all those areas. And
a
I
lot of them
that.
Have very similar mythos with slightly different. We've talked about this before with like,
I mean, Jesus is just
Apollo. And saying, and yes, exactly. And who was the one in Egypt? Anubis, not Anubis.
Osiris.
Osiris.
No,
or no
Ra.
Ra.
Ra is the sun god.
Yeah, Ra. Like,
Ra is the virgin like birth sun god.
Yeah. Although, actually, I think in Egyptian it was Anubis or something like that. That's more closely related to what Jesus is
no,
viewed as
it's,
now.
It's Ra.
No, it's
Ra,
yeah.
Ra is...
It's not
is,
about the sun in Egyptian, though. It's about birth dates. Like, December 25th was Anubis' birthday. There's a lot of, like, crossover.
No, but I mean, like, Ra has more of the crossover. I think, like, he was, like, a virgin birth and all that stuff.
I don't think he
But
don't
anyway,
think he
so let's get back to demons.
There was a list.
Not the opposite side.
It. Yeah.
We're on the wrong side of this. Yeah. We're on the bad guy side.
Yeah.
Well, that's the point that's interesting, because demons aren't necessarily the bad guys.
And now they're my best friends.
They're not necessarily good things either.
And then
I
there's, like, the ones that
demon,
you hear.
So, I mean,
no, yours is not a protector.
There's the ones you hear about in, like, the media, like Zozo.
Oh, well, that's it's
the Ouija board demon.
Bullshit. Yeah,
he's not bullshit.
You're the one that's a non-believer.
He likes the story.
I just
so
like
it's
Ouija
not bullshit.
Boards.
Okay. So you can't take anything. So are we going to talk about? Let's just keep going on demons. So
let's just keep. No. What were you going to say?
Nothing. So
are we going to talk about the fact that?
Go on.
I think you need to announce it.
Announce what?
I'm not going to do
that
it.
That Jared has a demon?
Jared has a demon, but someone here sees it.
Are we going to talk about real life, or do you want to talk about
Let's talk
story?
About,
we're talking
well,
about
I just
real
figured,
life.
we're going to talk about like real life experiences with stuff. It was just, I thought we needed like an introduction on like our opinions of it, and that's kind of like
introductions involving anything with mythos is going to be highly inaccurate to demons
I know.
In reality.
There wasn't a point there that other than just like, you know, these are types of demons that people know about.
Yeah.
Now let's talk about the ones that you guys talk to.
I've never talked to my demon.
That is not true.
You've talked to him. Don't lie to us.
You told
both.
Me. All right, let Jared gets to go first because his story is the best.
Go first.
Jared, let's start off. You're what, 11 years old, staring out your bedroom window.
It was the kitchen.
Praying to Jesus to not let your dad beat you anymore.
Praying to Jesus. That was Jared right there.
Please let my dad not cut me today.
I was devoutly Catholic for a very large portion of my life.
Really?
Like most Puerto Ricans, they were mostly devoutly Catholic. It's just what happens. I went to Catholic school for 8 years.
Okay.
So, I mean, that's a big part of my past. All
right.
But I was never like...
dumb. I don't care about this part.
I was never like super duper religious.
Okay.
Poor little Jared sitting in his kitchen, crying out his window. It's raining outside.
Kyle, I'm going to try to put this as nice as I can.
Wind is breezing.
If you're going to ask Jared to speak, shut up when he speaks.
This is the setup.
I want to hear the setup.
I'm the narrator.
Okay. The actual setup was I was around 11. I was like 10 or 11 years old. And it was during the summer, and it wasn't raining. It was around...
That's spooky.
I think it was like 11 o'clock in the, like close to afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
And I was chilling in my kitchen, and I was looking outside.
Mm-hmm.
And I should probably preface this by saying I was very interested in gaining magical powers, as most kids are.
Most children fall into that category,
yeah.
Sure.
Like, most kids are like, I want to be able to fly.
I can go on a stretch and say most people at this point are interested in some form of magical power.
Yeah, everybody wants to be a superhero or a supervillain. That's what you want to do. Yeah, so I was really hardcore about that for, for a very large portion of my life.
Okay.
And I was like, how can I get superpowers? Well, I remember I'm religious at this point.
Yeah.
Maybe God can give me superpowers.
Oh, okay.
So I was like, God, I promise I'll do a whole bunch of real cool stuff. If you give me superpowers, I'll be a real good. I'll be a hero. I'll do a bunch of stuff.
You prayed real hard.
Yeah, that didn't work. Mm-hmm. So I was like.
You went the other way?
I was like. Books talk about like demons and they do things for people and the spirits, and if you can harness spirits then you can harness powers. What if I do that?
Well, you're not totally wrong.
Yeah, so I went the opposite way, and then I basically was like, hey, anything out there, if you will give me above average abilities and some maybe some cool shit that I can do, shaking hands, not one of it, but my seeming immortality.
I was gonna say, if you got anything from this deal, it is the ability to survive what should have almost certainly killed you repeatedly.
Over and over and over and over again. Yeah, so maybe my seemingly immortalness, but I was like, hey, if you give me anything, I'm like, I would be really, really grateful to you.
Yeah.
And I did this a lot. Like, I would have these conversations into the ether. Okay. I would, like, meditate for a while because I was like, maybe I just need to open my mind up and then it'll work. So I did that for a while, quite a long while. And then I kind of stopped. And then one day I'm sitting in my kitchen and I'm looking out the window and I'm not going to say the name. Uh-huh. Kyle
say
wants
the
me
name.
To.
Say the name.
Don't say the name.
Ever.
Say the name.
I don't care that if I heard the name or you uttering the name, that's not the issue. The issue is Kyle should not know the name.
Oh, Kyle should definitely not know the name.
Yeah.
As he's the 100% last person in
agree
the world
Kyle should not know
that
the
should know the name.
And you also probably shouldn't put something like that out there into the
should
other.
Should put it out there.
On the podcast.
Curse the world.
You want me to curse the 100 people?
Dude,
that
we're already
to this?
Halfway.
That
we're already
work.
Most of the way into the Illuminati. You might
that
as well throw it out
not
there.
Not how any of that would work.
I just got offered to be in the Illuminati again. Like,
am I
going to
make a cyber demon?
No, it's
if
not.
If I put this on the internet?
That's not what it would do. By saying its name, you'd give people the ability to say its name that would know its name.
Then it'd be stronger and it would make us
no,
super
then
good.
They'd be able to make deals
we'd
with it
famous.
And it would become a problem.
Oh, then I would die.
Then I'd have to get involved and it's no one wants that.
Oh,
it's
man,
just...
I would die then because my immortality would be split new. So, basically what ended up happening is... the wind picked up like really heavily out of nowhere. So I'm just sitting there. I'm looking out the window and I can just kind of hear the like hello over and over again. And I just start looking around. I'm like, hello, hello.
Mm-hmm.
And then I can just hear hello.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, hello. And then, you know, there's no response.
Yeah.
And then finally I was like, are you in my house? And then I looked around my whole house. Nothing was there. So I went back to the kitchen. And then I just go, hello? Are you still here? And then I hear hello again.
Mm-hmm. Wait. You white-personed this?
No, I mean, I...
Anytime I've ever heard anything whisper to me, I left that room and stayed out of there.
I just kept saying
hello. I'd leave houses.
It was my house. I had nowhere else to go.
That's fair.
Where else would I go? Walk across this town to go to my grandmother's house?
Yeah.
Maybe. I was 11.
Something whispering to you in your house.
Yeah. Well, the whole thing is, when I kept hearing it, it didn't sound like it was far away from me, which is what was like getting me. It sounded like it was like within 3 or 4 feet, and it was always on a different side of me. So I kept looking, and I'm just like, hello, 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 hello. That went on for a while. And then I was like, I will investigate.
You played the most annoying game of like... of like whisper down the alley with this demon where he's just like, hello, and you're just like, hello, and you're like going the other direction, and it's like, no, hello over here. And you're like, no, hello, and it's like, this way, you idiot.
Yeah, pretty much. And I will say, I did grab my little league baseball bat when I looked around the house.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you were going to win that fight.
Totally.
A baseball bat by an 11-year-old to the knee is still probably detrimental to most people.
Yeah, he's going to take the shit out of a demon.
Yeah, but he didn't know it was a demon.
I didn't know it was a demon. So
it was whispering directly into his ear, and he's like,
he doesn't know that.
I was 11. So this kept happening. Nobody was in the house. So I was a latchkey kid. I should probably also say that. So I was alone in my house quite frequently.
What was 1990? What? Everybody was one of those. I don't know.
Latchkey
yeah. kid. Yeah.
Latchkey. Like that's the
Did
single
you
word.
Have parents at home?
No, I was left alone.
We're
home
all
the time.
Latchkey kids.
So you're a latchkey
it's a 90s
kid.
90s thing.
Yeah. Yeah, this is a 90s thing, but I just don't know where that term came. Like, what, did they like, lock the door?
I think it was because you were given a key to the latch. Yeah. It was like back in the day when doors had like latches
and
stuff
like
that.
It's like being a key holder when you were hit Blockbuster. Your fucking demon needs to calm down, Jared. What the fuck was that?
I don't know.
It's probably my phone vibrating from work. I have it on silent.
Oh, okay.
That was so violent.
Or it was my demon. It was one of the two.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Is one way or the other. So basically what happened is I'm still looking out the window because I'm like, all right, maybe I will hear it again if I replicate what I was doing. And what I was doing was staring out the window. So the wind is still picking up. So I'm like, all right, he's not like whoever this is isn't answering when I say hello other than saying hello back. And there doesn't seem to be anybody here. I'm like, maybe somebody like put like a walkie talkie or something in my kitchen. And I don't know. So I just went, who is this?
Maybe it is your demon, because my phone basically just propelled itself off that stand. There's
no
missed call or anything.
It's not the first time we've been attacked by ghosts doing a podcast.
Yeah, that is true. We had it on film the one time. But I say, yo, who are you? And then I hear you called. And then I'm like, this is definitely one of my friends, because my friends were a-holes, and they were just always being a douchebag to me. So I was like, all right, it's probably one of them. And I was like, yeah, very funny, Kevin.
Kevin?
It was legitimately one of my friends. Yeah, I grew up in a white neighborhood.
You have friends that made fun of you for shit that you really enjoyed, and you thought... would readily try to trick you into thinking
I was insane.
Yeah. What the fuck were these people? I don't like them and I don't know them.
Hey, Jared.
Crazy suburb kids.
Do you want me to hurt them for you?
It's okay. Somebody will hurt them. They lived crazy lives.
Oh, that's fair.
But so I was like, yeah, whatever, Kevin. Very funny. Get your walkie-talkie out of here. And then I just hear no loud.
Yeah.
And I was just like,
fuck you, Kevin.
Literally, through my mind. I don't know if I was cursing at this. I think it was. So I probably did say, fuck you, Kevin. but yeah, so then I go, well, then who is this? And then I look outside, and in the trees, I see the wind blows. And very, very clearly, like the trees were super green, almost to the point where it looked like a picture and some like, you know, video, and someone cranked up the contrast.
Yeah.
Where the trees were abnormally green.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the leaves, I could clearly see letters spelling out.
What did it spell?
I'm not going to say it.
Do not.
It was only a couple of letters, and it spelled out a name. And when I said it, I just heard, thank you.
Yeah.
And then that was it.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Six-part questions.
Like, nothing at all.
Yeah.
Six mini questions.
Okay, go for it.
One. It's a very spooky story. It's very good. But just as you normally do, you Pennsylvania'd it, and it was way too long and boring. You need to learn how to tell stories. I've been telling you this for 10 years. 10 plus years. You need to get better at telling stories.
I'm better in writing.
B. Because you could have got to the point faster. B.
You just want me to say to slip up and say the name.
It's true. But also, what happened the one time? I love that I have inside.
Yeah. You have no, I don't want to skip ahead because some weird shit happened that I don't know.
I just want to get the thunder snow.
I don't know if I actually told you about some of the weird shit that happened.
All right.
Happened.
Let's go.
So...
Well, wait. Let's take a minute real quick. We'll get Ryan's opinion on
that. Yeah. What are you thinking so far?
Our resident demon expert.
What am I thinking so far about your demon? It sounds like it is a demon.
Okay, cool. There we go. That was cool. Let's continue on.
Sounds like he's a good demon, right?
No.
Super good demon? Totally looking 100%
out not.
Okay, cool.
I don't know that from the story. Just other reasons.
Yeah. All right. So basically what ended up happening was after it said thank you, nothing happened.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing happened for a good, 2 days, really. Aside from the fact that I kept, you know how when you're in a dark area, you kind of can see things mm-hmm. in shadows and you kind of pick out stuff like that. I would see things in shadows and then I would see the shadow shift over
mm-hmm.
and then shift back into shadow.
Mm-hmm.
My mom had that. Shadow people is a really common thing with hard drug use.
Must have been all the hard drugs I was doing at 11.
You must have.
My dad had the same thing, actually, suburbs, when he was all methed out or cracked out and lying about it. He thought his neighbors were talking about him and leading people up and out of the city. He was going through a whole, psychotic break.
My mom was watching the bats while sleeping, and she jumped off a couch and broke her nose because of the shadow people. The bats were flying low.
Gotta love it. So I kept seeing, figures in shadow and stuff like that. And I started thinking that I was going crazy.
Did any of them wear hats?
No.
Oh, so you didn't get the hat, man.
No, but I started thinking that I was going crazy. And then I was like, all right, I'm just going to pretend like I didn't see it. Because that was most of my life. I would just pretend like I didn't see things if I saw them.
Yeah.
So I ignored it. And then I remember going to sleep. And then I don't know if this was just a vivid dream. For most of my life, I would just tell people that I was hallucinating. And when I would explain this story, I would just say that it was a very vivid dream or whatever.
Yeah.
But I went to sleep. And then in the... possibly dream, possibly real life, I don't know.
Yeah.
I woke up
mm-hmm.
Because I heard someone calling my name, and I got up mm-hmm. and I looked out the window. And then when I looked out the window, I saw a figure, very large,
mm-hmm.
All the way down
mm-hmm.
my yard. And my yard was very, very big.
Mm-hmm.
I had a very thin, very long yard.
Okay.
Did he have a hat?
No.
Still have the hat.
But I couldn't really make it out too much.
Yeah.
But when I looked at it, the name popped into my head.
Yeah.
I just thought of the thing that I saw.
That is common, yes.
Yeah. So the name popped into my head, and I look at it, and then I say the name.
Mm-hmm.
I say, are you, and then I insert demonic name.
Yep.
I'll just say Bob.
Okay. Are you Bob?
Are you Bob? So
we ought to maybe eat the boy.
Yeah, so I say, are you Bob? And I don't get a response. What I get is the figure, it bursts pretty much into flame.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of just being normally in flame, the fire looked dark.
Mm-hmm.
Like the actual, it looked like what was coming off of it was shadowy.
Yeah.
And then it was flames.
Yeah.
And it was staring directly at me.
Okay.
And then I remember... saying, I don't want whatever this is.
Yeah.
I said, I don't want you.
Yeah.
I didn't ask for you. I don't want you. And I'm looking straight at it. And then very quickly, it went from all the way down my yard to directly in front of my face.
Mm-hmm.
And it said, you don't have a choice.
Doo-doo-doo.
And then I remember waking up
mm-hmm.
in my in my bed.
You had a choice.
Yeah. And then... for the next few days, every time I would see something in the shadows,
mm-hmm.
I would see eyes Mm-hmm. And the eyes were the eyes of the thing that I saw before. Mm-hmm. And the eyes were very distinct in the fact that they looked like just like it looked like someone had took like a pencil mm-hmm. against paper and just spiraled it over and over and over and over and over and over, yeah. and over again. But only one was red and one was another color. I don't mm-hmm. even fucking remember what it was.
Blue.
It I just, do you remember what emotions you were feeling at the time?
At that time, mm-hmm. In life, or just at the exact moment that I saw it?
Yes.
The emotions at the time you were seeing it.
At the time that I saw it, terror and usually a feeling of like sadness.
Okay.
Like, I'd feel before you saw it.
Before I saw it, also just sadness.
Okay. Yep.
I, in general, am a very sad boy.
Yeah.
Most of my life has been spent with depression, so that's how I've mostly felt.
Makes sense.
Hit yourself in the face.
I did, see, because I'm a piece of shit and I'm terrible.
Wow.
But yeah, so, but when every time I'd see it, I'd feel like almost like a overwhelming sense of dread mm-hmm. and just sadness. Like, I felt like life was pointless mm-hmm. and that I should probably just kill myself.
Yeah.
And then I saw that every single time that I was basically in like a dark room or mm-hmm. I'd see something moving. I remember I went on a trip with the
word you're looking for life is pointless, and you know, I should probably just kill myself, is despair.
Despair. There we go. Despair.
Melancholy.
No, melancholy is not.
I feel like there's a reason extreme. Why he's using that specific word.
Maybe.
So
is that the name of the demon?
No,
it's not. The name of the demon is not despair. That would be a dumb name.
It would be a dumb name.
but yeah, so I remember going on a trip with a friend of mine, and we're going like camping. So mm-hmm. We're driving down the road in a bunch of woods, and I remember every single time we went past a tree, mm-hmm. I would see what looked like a really deformed dog running at the same speed as the car, just staring at me. Mm-hmm. And at this point, I went like almost two straight days with just not sleeping. Couldn't sleep. And then after that, I would only sleep for a couple of hours at a time. Mm-hmm. And I would wake up, and then I would try to fall back asleep, and I'd wake up, and I'd try to fall back asleep. It was just like constant.
Yeah, that's a pretty... this is a pretty textbook pattern of demonic behavior.
Yeah.
Where they would encourage this. See, you sleep deprivation makes you more likely to kill yourself and fall to despair.
Yeah. And then after a couple, like a month or two of this, mm-hmm. I kind of just went back to whole, just act like everything's normal.
Yeah.
Because that's just how I handled everything.
Yeah.
So I would just act like everything's normal. And then that's when I started just hearing things.
Okay.
And what I kept hearing was, "You're useless. No one loves you. You should kill yourself." No, it's not. No, it's not. It's not a demon that famous. But yeah, that's what I kept hearing. Mm-hmm. I kept hearing constantly repeating in my head.
Yeah.
And then I will openly say that I have attempted suicide multiple times.
Yes.
And a lot of them were during this time.
Mm-hmm.
So I would keep trying to kill myself in a lot of different ways.
Yeah.
And it just wouldn't work. Mm-hmm. But I would just keep hearing over and over. Anytime that like my mind was silent,
mm-hmm.
that's what would fill it.
Yeah.
Because normally I don't have like, I'm not one of those people that has an internal dialogue. Yeah. I have like, anytime I think of something, I visualize it. I don't actually hear it.
Yeah.
But so this was one of the few times that when I wasn't like I actually heard something in mm-hmm. my brain. But yeah, that's just what I would keep hearing. I'd be, you're useless. No one loves you. You should kill yourself.
Yeah.
And it would just continuously kill yourself, kill yourself, mm-hmm. kill yourself, kill yourself, kill yourself. To the point where I was just like, okay,
yeah,
I'm going to kill myself. And so, like, looking back, I kept saying that was just my depression's way of manifesting into I need to kill myself.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I said for a very long time.
That's like mental illness mixed with schizophrenia.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I just remember at one point saying enough is enough. And I remember this kind of, not as vividly as I remember like when I first saw it. But I remember going to sleep and just saying, "I'm going to kick whatever this is ass so I can sleep."
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I said before I went to sleep.
Yeah.
And I don't know why I did this, but I had a cat at the time. Mm-hmm. And I literally went to my cat. I went, "Get out. This isn't going to be good." And my cat just looked at me.
Yeah.
And then I like just scooted it out of the room. But I went to sleep that night. And I just remember before going to sleep, I kept repeating,
mm-hmm.
"You're more powerful than you give yourself credit for."
Yeah.
you can kick this thing's ass.
Yeah.
And I would just do that over and over again until I finally fell asleep. And then I remember a dream where I met up with this being again. Mm-hmm. I called it by its name.
Yeah.
And I said, I remember saying, this is where I kick your ass.
Yeah.
And I don't remember what happened after that, but I remember
Woke up in the hospital.
I remember waking up, and when I woke up, I felt not good because I still had, you know, pretty severe depression.
Yeah.
But I remember feeling like something wasn't trying to make me kill myself anymore. Yeah. And then years later, I thought about this and I was like, hey, I should tell people about this amazing mental health story that I have where like my overactive imagination coupled with my depression and then, you know, blah, 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 blah. I should tell people about this. So then I remember telling people about it and I told them about it in school and I flippantly was just like, and the demon's name was blah, blah, blah. It was Bob.
Yeah.
And I just threw it out there.
Yeah.
And
blah, 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 Bob is a terrible demon name.
Yeah, blah, 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 blah.
It's the best demon name.
It's better than despair.
Yeah.
but yeah, so I just flippantly threw it out there. Was just like, bam, this is the demon's name. And I just remember that every single time I did it, nothing happened to me.
Yeah.
Because my life was just overall sort of just mundanely shitty. So it's like nothing got worse.
Yeah.
Everything was just still shitty.
Yeah.
But bad things would happen to all the people that I would tell it to. Mm-hmm. Something weird. Like one time their parents got into a car accident taking them to school. Mm-hmm. Another time someone, you know, their bike chain broke and they got into an accident. And this is within like a week.
Yeah.
Of the another time I told it to a girl in passing. Wasn't even part of the conversation. Yeah. She just went, are you guys talking about ghosts? And I went, nah, like my overactive imagination conjured like a demon kind of spirit thing. And she was like, really? And then I just said the name. And then her boyfriend broke up with her the next day.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, totally related.
Yeah, I like 100% related.
Let's get to the cool stuff.
So
these are little.
At that point, I was like, probably shouldn't talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't seem like good things happen always every time I talk about it. So then years go by. And then I'm hanging out with my friend Chris. Mm-hmm. And we're hanging out. And like literally this is one of those times where like I used to hang out to like 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. Mm-hmm. You guys know this. You guys probably did the exact same thing at this time.
That's what TikTok was for.
TikTok.
Not
diner.
TikTok. TikTok is a diner.
Yeah.
TikTok. Not TikTok the app.
That we all used to go to, but at around the same times.
But and never see
never
each other.
Ran into each other.
It's just weird because so we always sat directly in front of the door.
And I always sat like right on the front. To like you walk in and I go to the right every time.
When we would go, we would walk in and go to the left.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess that's why.
That's it.
That's just what it, we just had different spots. We were probably all there at the same time.
Probably.
But we all probably just talked shit about the group of friends that we were all
maybe.
With.
Maybe. We were like, look at
I
knew Kyle
guys.
Then, so I don't know. I just didn't see Kyle.
No, I was with Matt.
I knew Matt.
I don't
too.
Think we went together.
No, I'm saying that. I knew
we
you.
Did
I
like didn't... once or twice because I remember the one time when we went, ordered soda, and then just left. We're like, I don't want to eat here. Yeah, we just walked out.
That's what you did at the TikTok diner. You just, either did
you
what he
pay
did,
me to
or
go
you,
to TikTok
or
nowadays.
You did what I did, where I paid in change.
Oh my god,
I bought a bagel and paid.
I'm pretty
in
sure, like our year, our generation, our group of friends, whatever it is, are the reason that TikTok made like a $5 sitting at the table fee.
Oh
no,
no, yeah,
that was
sure.
because of shootings.
No. The sitting at the table, like. I was going to say that too, but that's why they stopped being open all night.
Yeah.
It was probably the reason that they did make the table fees because I would just order water.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got I got water and bagel.
I'd go with friends. I'd get like mozzarella's. I'd get.
There'd be like one thing of French fries, a coffee, and like four waters at any table.
Did you hear that?
Are you hearing ghosts now?
No.
God damn it.
I
thought if I don't say the name, that would be fine.
Say the name.
No, it's fine. That's not what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
It's my demon. It's back.
Okay.
No, it's not.
But, let's fast forward past TikTok because we can get hung up on TikTok for a while. But, so we're hanging out till like 4 o'clock in the morning. So everybody else was like, nah, I'm calling it a night. Mm-hmm. And me and Chris, like Chris was going through a pretty bad depression. I was going through a pretty bad depression. So we're like, let's not stew in our own thoughts. Let's just hang out. I was like,
dude,
you want to see like where I grew up? I'm like, you heard all these stories about, you know, all the shit that happened to me. I'm like, do you want to see where it was? So we went back to my street that I used to live on, where all of this started.
Yeah.
And we're sitting there, and I used to live right next to like a little man-made cliff.
Mm-hmm. Wait, real quick. I just need to announce to everybody. Jared is very adamant in this, physically adamant. The way you're hearing him tell the story is really hard to get through without the visual aid that's coming with it, because this audio is going to be weird without that.
Nah, it makes sense.
What, without me, like, talking with my hands and stuff?
It's very aggressive, and I feel like some of your words were just hand gestures, and they weren't actually spoken.
Probably.
Maybe, I don't know. Anyway, so you're back at your home, your original home?
Yeah, so I'm back at my childhood home where this all started.
Yep.
I lived next to a cliff that went into woods.
Mm-hmm.
It was a little man-made cliff.
Yep.
So we're standing right next to it, and we're looking out over it. It's very nice. It's a very nice thing at, like, you know, 4 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, hey, do you want to hear about the time that I had a demon? And he was like, not really, but it seems interesting.
Yeah.
Because he was very skeptical of fucking with stuff like that. But he was like, eh, you know what?
Yeah, find out.
Let's just see.
Yeah.
So I told him about it. And then I purposely didn't say the name.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, that's cool. He was like, what was its name?
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, you know what? It's stupid mm-hmm. for me to believe that
blah, 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 blah,
a
blah.
Magical thing is going to happen if I tell you a name.
Yeah.
So I did, and I said it. And he was like, that's a dumb name. And I was like,
fell off the cliff.
Well, no. What ended up happening is we hear just, and we're like, is there a storm tonight that we didn't know about? And then thunder starts going, and then we start seeing lightning flashes. And I guess it was like just the type of clouds that were out that night, but the sky just caught like this red hue, and he's like, I don't like being here anymore, man. Like, he had like the very instinctual, like, we need to get the fuck out
of
Dodge. Some
people just, you know when to stop poking the bear.
Yeah, so never. He's like, I don't like being here anymore, and this is starting to get weird, and the thunder is going, and then it stops for a second, and then it starts snowing.
Yeah.
And we're like, what the fuck is happening?
Yeah.
We're like, why is it snowing right now? And then it starts snowing harder and harder. And then lightning starts flashing again and thunder starts going. And we're like, is this fucking thunder snow?
He's convinced this is not a meteorological event.
I'm
like, there's no such thing as thunder snow.
I'm assuming it happens. It's just weird fucking timing.
It's just, yeah. Thunder snow, although possible, is not super common, and also, very weird timing.
I've never seen it since then.
Yeah.
That's the
it stopped snowing. Global warming, my guy.
That's the one time in my life that I saw snow and thunder and lightning at the same time.
I wish I could have
been and it was,
there.
I shit you not, like 3 minutes after saying
I think I remember the night you're talking about.
Because there's thunder snow?
Because he, too, summoned a demon.
No,
was
it
a double demon?
Different.
I summoned a demon.
I'm not going to go into what I know about from that night.
Wait, no. Now you have to. This is a requirement. If you say something like that, it's now
required. It makes my story even crazier.
We do not have time.
We do.
Let's just go through.
Give us the cliff notes.
Yeah, give us.
That's the end of his demon stories, as far as I can. Because he won't give me the name. That's the last time he said it.
Now the only thing that's happened other than Thundersnow has been Kyle bad-mouthing my demon over and over and over and over and over again while we were in a van together. Mm-hmm. And the next day, he had possibly the worst day at work that he ever did.
No. See, that's not even true, though, because I had worse after that.
After that. But before,
so
like,
a couple
you
of
had
points
technical
related to
issues
yours.
That time.
Yeah, but those were regular technical issues.
A couple of points related to yours.
Okay.
Most demons feed on some form of emotional energy.
Okay.
So in your case, despair.
All right, makes sense.
Thing
wants me to kill myself.
Yours may I'm putting out there hypothetically, have wanted you to attempt it because it's the epitome of despair, but kept you alive as like a long term buffet.
Guardian demon, still calling it.
It's not a guardian demon.
Guardian
I
demon.
Promise you, yours is not the good kind.
My guardian demon will beat your guardian angel's ass.
There's something I talk about with people. There's demons and angels are weird terms, and like Kyle kind of hinted at this at the beginning that, like, you know, not in all mythos are demons evil, and not definitely not in all mythos are angels good.
Yeah.
Technically,
I feel like
Christian,
angels would be
not.
Assholes.
I use the term
by the Bible, the Christian angels are not good. It's the mythos that they've created after that.
Yes. I use the terms angel and demon in reference to entities, usually when it's up or down in frequency of plane. All so. Right. Anything earth plane, imagine earth as zero, as a frequency, as a plane of existence.
Okay.
Now we're doing that. Math.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. What does this have to do with the snow?
Is there cosine?
Do you want me to actually talk about stuff, or are you going to talk over me? I'm just sorry. Yeah, huh? Maybe shut the fuck up where you don't get anything. How's that sound, Kyle?
All right. Demon's name.
So up of plane Earth is angelic. It's higher frequency energy. It's more like jet fuel. Okay. When you think it energy-wise, it's like jet fuel. Lower of Earth plane is what referenced frequently as demonic energy, and is a lower frequency, and is more like diesel gasoline. And Earth is pretty much standard gasoline.
Okay.
If you're going to think of it in those terms of energy output, some of the most dangerous, most evil shit
is nuclear.
I had a really funny answer that I'm not going to say, but it's think God or some other overbeing is the equivalent of fusion.
Okay.
Okay.
Is Jehovah.
Jehovah, whatever you want to, you know, Yahweh. Ra, Hermes, you know, Hermes Zeus, they're the nuclear fusion energy of that kind of scale. And maybe they exist, maybe they don't. I'm not
big
going
G, little G gods.
Yeah,
gotcha.
Exactly. And then so demons are very often referenced because they have a certain low frequency.
Okay.
Now, they want high frequency. They want more power. They want more energy. Generally speaking, not all of them. Some of them are good. Some of them are bad. Some of them feed on things like happiness. That they want you to be happy. It makes them more powerful. Makes them happy. Everyone's good.
Man, that would have been fucking nice.
Yeah. No, most of them feed on sorrow or sadness. And they don't respond why the demon said no in your story when you were like, no. Why it said no when you said, you know, oh, you're Kevin messing around. Yeah. It's because disbelief and belief in yourself over or something other than the demon weakens them. If you
You saying I did beat this demon's ass?
Yes.
For 1 minute.
With the power of self.
Generally speaking, and I tell people this all the time, I was like, if you don't feed them, they have nothing. And most of them, they're all over the place. If you encounter something and it's like, oh, maybe you should do this, and you're like, hey, go fuck yourself, that's a really good counter to most negative entities, good and bad, just or you know, not good, but angelic,
honestly,
or demonic.
That's really good advice for if someone comes up to you, just a regular person, is like, hey, I don't like you, go fuck yourself.
And that's exactly what it is.
Can you train them?
No, they're not trainable. They're sentient and sapient.
You'd be
sapient.
Like, hey, listen, you shut the fuck up. You do what I say, and I'll cry a little bit for you.
So you're saying, could you make a deal with them?
Can you do
train it like it's a dog.
Positive reinforcement
training. Like, here's a treat. I just cut myself. I'm in so much pain.
I think we'd get into the squabble of what is training and what is a
deal. Does
that
become blood magic?
No, that'd become demonic magic.
Also, at that point, wouldn't the demon be the one manipulating you to do this?
It'd be a little of both.
It'd be a little bit of both. You're like, all right, do a backflip.
Oh, my God. Kyle just mimed cutting his palm to...
I'd be like, make me do a backflip. I've always wanted to do a backflip.
Oh, my God. Another point is they usually are tied to some... So a lot of lower frequency stuff is actually elemental.
Oh.
And a lot of demons are tied to
trees.
So
it's
like
a fairy.
Trees or wind. Demon. Trees or wind.
That was another thing. I used to be able to do weird stuff where, like, I'd get angry and the wind would pick up and I would point at people and the wind would move in their direction.
That's not superpowers. Every single kid thinks they can do that. I thought I could do shit like
that. Everybody does that.
There's no... Anyway.
Did I have superpowers when I was a kid?
Yeah. Anyway, so there's a lot that could go on to that. And maybe your demon has... And not all of them are only one element kind of thing. It's not like Avatar. You're not like
I will say, a demonologist that I know did think that I may have befriended a sylph, and the sylph might have aided me in my stopping of the demon afflicting
me. That is possible.
I think that's interesting, but I don't believe that in the slightest.
My favorite thing is the fact that he likes to refer to it as my demonologist. It's my favorite thing ever.
My demonologist.
Not this time, but you do.
A demonologist that I know.
Mm-hmm. It's usually my demonologist.
I'll say this. You don't appear to have any sylph or anything like that on your aura.
I got no fairies anymore, man.
But you do have plenty of demon on your aura.
Cool.
Not cool, but
what's it
okay.
Called?
No.
Color is it?
Here's something important you should also remember. Aura color is bullshit.
That's not true.
No, here, listen.
I studied that.
It's all color relations with aura are deeply personal to the person.
So, to the person viewing or to, yeah, the person giving off?
Viewing, not okay. giving off. So we interpret energy in certain ways, i.e. color or okay. scent or
you'd
sound.
Be the worst aura reader ever.
I could tell you about yourself based on your aura.
You'd
it doesn't
be wrong.
Matter
You'd be
what
like,
color.
It's green. And like, it's not
no,
green.
I wouldn't tell them it's green because color is bullshit.
I was told that I have a scarred aura.
This is the...
You do.
Someone told me that. That was the. That was almost the first thing that a person said to me at a party one time.
So...
Saying color is bullshit is the most colorblind thing that I could ever imagine someone
saying. Wait, is that why?
No, I can... Because okay.
you're colorblind.
I am colorblind, that's true.
It's not that. Let's just move on. I just had to throw out the part that the most colorblind thing someone could
I
say
mean,
is colors
is,
are bullshit.
It is. You've said it on the show that you
I am colorblind.
You're colorblind.
Yes.
He's colorblind as shit. There's
so
a whole bunch of stories
it's
with
funny.
That.
That you're like, color's bullshit, and
I know, yeah. But it really is what color your so what I interpret as a negative color.
Okay,
I can interpret emotions, things like that, through your aura.
Okay,
that translates in my brain as a color. That translates in your brain as a color. If you have most people associate, especially nerds, associate like red with bad and green with good and dirka dirka dirka.
Yeah.
So most people that applies across the board. But if someone like Kyle grew up and he thought of his, I don't know, someone he hated always wore blue. He associated blue with negative.
What do you know? I hate the color blue.
If he associated.
I know what color you actually hate. I'm not going to say it, though.
If he associated negative emotions with blue and he could read auras, he would see that it was a blue color rather than red or whatever.
You just won't say it because it'll make you sound bad person. It's a shade of orange that I don't like. Because it looks like poop. It's brown. I hate brown. Brown's the worst color.
I'm so glad he said it.
Anyway, so yeah, if Kyle could read auras, he'd see brown auras as the worst
as the bad one.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then because it's Kyle, he'd see like blood red as like, oh, that's awesome. That's good. Everything's cool with that.
My aura's pure white.
It'd be pink. He'd see like
color.
Cotton candy pink.
Yeah,
and
all
be
the,
like that's
all the
a good person right there
in between.
Yeah.
So I mean, that was me.
That was not a demon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no. That's kind of where that goes. It's really up to the person interpreting it.
Okay.
So let's get to what you.
I don't have
never
time
got to
go.
The snow thing. Just give me a quick.
Yeah.
Quick.
What?
What does that mean?
What
happened? Did something happen to you that day?
Yeah, I kind of have.
That's
to
what you
know.
Implied.
I can't express to you the amount of things that have happened to me.
That was a very
on a snow thunder day.
There's only one of those.
See,
exactly. I don't even remember. I must have had a good time that day.
If I told
it was at
you
like
what
5
I
five o'clock
think,
in the morning.
If I told you what I would think was happening that day, you'd think I was crazy.
It was the apocalypse.
It was not. It was nowhere near. But it was a big day spiritually. Oh. I can tell you where I was that day.
Where were you that day?
There's a place called the Indian Tower in Nazareth. It has nothing to do
I was
with
just
Indians.
There.
Yeah.
I was just there not too long ago.
Yeah. It's actually a confluence of ley lines, which is why it was built and why people always kind of flock to it.
Oh.
But by the way, I don't know if that's a confluence that's mapped out or not, but I'm telling you, there's three different ley lines that run through there. I was going to say I've smelled them, but that's accurate.
Oh, okay.
Enough.
Did something rise that day?
No. So what was happening was I was there because that particular day,
This is 5 o'clock in the morning. Were you there at 5 o'clock in the morning?
I was there around 3 something.
Okay.
Okay. It lines up.
Yeah. But so the film between planes, the frequencies were closer than ever. Not ever, but ever within the last like 10 years.
Okay.
Pretty recently, at least as far as that timeline goes. And there was a bunch of stuff that was happening all around that time.
Mm-hmm.
And I was there with some friends, you know, observing things as they transpired.
It wasn't you. He did something.
Did you cause thundersnow and that fucked me up, or did my demon help?
No, I mean, your demon probably used all the excess energy.
It was just like, oh, shit, this is good timing. Good time to fuck up.
Be like, I can't believe he mentioned this on thundersnow day.
He's like, yes. It wasn't that we were going for thundersnow.
The cosmic calendar, thundersnow day.
And by
knows.
The way, weekdays and strong days in the veil, that's super common. Like, This happened to be a particularly weak day, but like, there's days, if you ever feel like, oh, there's seems like there's more ghosts than normal, it's probably just a weak day. Like, there's just weaker. It's
just a day.
It's just a day. Yeah.
Probably just a Tuesday.
Just a Tuesday. Just happens to be one of the days of the month. And like, where that's, okay, it's just a little bit thinner boundaries.
Oh.
Or more energy in the air. So, for instance, if, so even like atmospheric energy can be used by spiritual beings. So, if you're getting like,
so is a high pressure day better than a low pressure day?
What?
So
that's what it seems like.
Yes,
it seems like a high pressure.
High
day.
Pressure.
How does pressure work?
That's why a lot of rituals in high older pressure, times were used during like storms and things like that, because the atmosphere is literally, not figuratively, charged with positive ions.
Is that why lightning in a bottle exists? Like that saying?
No, not really.
A. Who is in your coven? And B. Why wasn't I invited? We were friends at this time.
We were friends at this time.
Yeah, because this was after I was in high school.
This was like college. This was when we were hanging out at Subway.
Yeah.
And A, because I'm not telling you who's in my not coven I don't have. And B,
is this like a Sorcerer Supreme thing? Like, is this like...
No, it's probably people that I don't get along with.
It's not. It's not people you know, I don't think.
No.
But B, also because at this time, and even today, bringing this stuff up makes you obnoxious, and I don't like talking about it.
Back then would have been worse.
Yeah, this was Subway days.
This was militant atheist day. Like, yeah. Where I've actually, since becoming a Satanist, become more calm in how I talk about religion to people.
This is just not something I would have ever brought up with you, because I didn't. I knew how you felt, and I wouldn't have engaged.
Yeah. At this time, I was so atheist, I was basically a fundamentalist Christian.
Yeah. That's like
I would fight people until they cried.
For real, like, yeah.
Jesus
he was like
Christ.
That. So, I mean, it's just one of those things. And by the way, a lot of this is stuff like, you know, my belief in this wavers based on how logical I am that day. I have a very strong foundation in science as how I base my logic.
Yeah.
This is why we need to start ghost hunting, 2.5 skeptics.
I'd love to. I have an EMF detector
fucking
and stuff like that.
Ryan's sitting there like, there's definitely spirits here.
I got
and then
headlamps.
I'm in the background like, ooh. And then Jared's like, cold, but I think it's just cold in here.
Most of my lines would start with I think
yeah.
a lot of me questioning stuff. I got headlamps and I got a night vision camera.
Yeah, we bought ghost hunting shit. We have a camera specifically for ghost hunting.
Well,
yeah.
Why aren't we doing it? I don't know.
I don't know.
Because we didn't have a third host.
We never know where to go.
At first,
we also don't know where to go.
And also, like, we found
out. I have more time now that you got shaky arm disease. I only work a few days.
You can also, like, get shot.
I definitely don't have time.
He doesn't have time.
You can get shot going
also,
to some of these places.
You don't want me going anyway with you.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, we do.
No, I promise you.
Yeah, we do.
It'll be anticlimactic.
You'll be the host.
Nothing happens around me.
You're the best kind of, like, believer.
No, it's perfect. Nothing happens, because then that just furthers the point of 2.5 skeptics.
I mean, that's fair, yeah.
We can make it work. It'll work.
We just need places. We need to go to Dane's. Oh, we should have got Dane here.
Oh, if we had
Dane's
here.
Demon story was so funny.
That's actually where my whole my demon will kick your demon's ass thing came from, because of Dane's story.
Dane had a demon that just chased him out of cemeteries.
Yeah, and then we're pretty sure that it was just a guy.
So
with a
is
gun.
Is that your closest experience? Because
there was a sign that said, "We will shoot you if you trespass."
Well, I want to get Ryan's experience with demons. Have you ever had a one that stands out?
I could not pinpoint one instance for you. If I said,
let's talk about when you met me. That's the demons.
No, what is that?
It's the lawnmower.
The lawnmower.
You said that I had a demon when we met.
That's what I really, really want to hear. I want to hear
because
you knew him.
Turns out
when
you can
he
give
had the
demons
demon.
Away.
Well, you don't.
And my personality changed.
That's what I want to hear.
You
I want to hear
feeding it. It's like anything. If you stop feeding it, it will find someone else to feed
it.
No,
I gave it away.
Mine,
I know how I did.
You know, in your
mine
case,
is
you actually
still
did.
Lingering around.
Yeah,
is it because I'm still sad?
Yeah.
It's because you didn't have another person make the mistake of going, I want to see that.
Did you defeat depression unlike any other person on the planet?
No. I beat its ass in a dream, though.
No,
but also,
that just stops it from influencing your depression. That doesn't stop you from having depression and being a steady food source.
Have I like enslaved this demon?
You
should I feel bad
opposite.
For this demon?
No.
You've also not had anybody else go, I would like to see that.
Well, let's real quick, because let's hear your demon story. Let's close it out on yours, because yours is interesting.
If anything, I had a worse depression than you as a kid.
Yeah, probably.
I had a fucked up childhood, fucked up parents, fucked up everything.
Yeah. Yep, Andy was a piece of shit.
I wasn't. But the people that I kept around me, the people that I kept with me were equal, if not worse.
Yeah.
Okay. So it wasn't like me. I can't say I was a good boyfriend at this time, but I wasn't what everybody thought I was, because I was also completely alone all the time.
Yeah. Okay.
I was the epitome of the goth antisocial person who only hung out with the one person.
He was the antisocial goth that was like actually antisocial and not like hanging out in a group of 80.
Yeah, it was like me and my friends.
Until
after
an incident happened.
Yeah.
Then I started to like make friends.
Yeah.
But like I literally grew up only having like one friend at a time. You know, I don't have friends from my childhood. Ryan and you were my longest two running friendships because of the fact that I just made him be on a podcast one day and now he's back. And
we've been friends for years. We're still friends before the podcast.
But it was like off and on. And you literally, there was a point where I was like, I just stopped talking to you.
It's true.
And then you would be like, hey, what's up?
I kind of refused. I refused to let the friendship
You wouldn't
die.
Let me go.
Yeah.
There's like three people that did that, and my friend Mike does that.
The only reason we felt kind of distant is because you got
babies,
married and had babies. I don't like to hang out with Jonah that often.
tried for a little bit with
Zoe. I did. I don't want kids. I'm not a big kid person. It's not my... And I have like nieces and nephew kind of stuff that I love.
I just don't like them.
I like them.
So I
like Kyle's kids now.
I was like super into doing black magic shit as I tried to pretend like I didn't do last time when we talked about it.
Yeah.
And I would like read black magic books and I would try and do the stuff because I was trying to find religion at that point.
Yeah.
I was trying to find something. It wasn't necessarily the good thing.
Yeah.
I mostly looked into darker things.
Yeah.
And I also grew up in a house that was supposedly haunted. There was multiple ghosts. There was supposed to be a guardian angel, an uncle of mine who died violently when he was young, who almost everybody has spoken to, something in my attic that I hated going up there to be around, and other people had experienced it. It was also the place where I wouldn't go to the second floor of my house if nobody was in there, because whenever I would go there, something would start whispering to me, and I would just be like, nah, I'm not about that.
Yeah.
That I've all chalked up.
Was that the house that we did the ghost hunting in that one time?
No. Oh, this was like my mom's house.
Oh, okay, so different.
You've been there too.
Okay.
Also just like next to a bunch of crack houses. So who knows what that whispering was.
I just never went upstairs at that
house.
No.
Yeah. There was no point to it. The lights most of the time didn't work anyway.
Oh, okay.
I only ever slept in the attic, which was my bedroom, one time because I just passed out for no reason.
Mm-hmm.
Like I just was up there and then I passed out. Woke up and I was like, all right, I'm leaving.
Yeah.
Like when I woke up, I was like, that's weird. I'm gone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Quote unquote, no reason.
So one of the weird things that used to happen is everybody I knew, Ryan and them were all like, oh, yeah, let's meditate. Meditating is cool. It's relaxing.
Meditation is a common thread here.
It wasn't relaxing for me.
I can't meditate very easily.
When I would meditate, first I would see like static, like TV static.
Mm-hmm.
And then it would like, I don't know why it was always pictures, but it would go to like a rose bush and there'd be like one rose that was colored and a bunch of like dying white ones. And that was a sad thing. Like, didn't make me feel good.
Yeah.
And then there'd be a creepy house. And then there's this creepy little girl inside that scared the shit out of me.
Mm-hmm.
It was also the thing that I thought was going to cut my feet off in the middle of the night if they were under my blankets. And it was basically the thing that I thought was harassing
me.
Wait, you
thought that your feet were going to get cut off if they were under your blankets?
Out of my blankets.
Oh, okay.
Typical thing, but I had a face for it. Like, I had a face.
Oh, my God. I was going to say, I'm like, how do you even sleep?
There was a face that went with my paranoia. And it was the face that was in, like, when I would meditate and stuff.
I did think of a good demon story.
Yeah, we'll get to that.
Yeah.
So, so that's what I would always see. And then, like, I told my girlfriend in high school at the time, once again, super toxic relationship, both ways. It wasn't good in any way. I was also always suffering from, like, major anger issues and depression and stuff growing up.
I feel like
before I met her, and then she exacerbated it, and then she had her own. Anyway, so she goes, I want to see this. So we laid down together, and we meditated together, and I described it as it was happening. She got up, went, fuck you, that's fucked up, and left my house crying.
Yep.
And then I never had it anymore.
Yeah.
I'm not afraid to leave my feet out under my blankets anymore.
Uh-huh.
Like, I'm fine. And my depression isn't great, but it's better than it was before that.
She's one of those people that, especially early on, was like one of those teenagers that like would just poke the bear, but like, I wonder if this will work. And then it did one day.
Ah, I've heard stories.
Yeah. So yeah, that makes sense. That's how you pass that on, because you found someone to latch on.
What was my demon then?
What was your demon? What?
That was a little girl.
Well, it wasn't really a little girl. Yeah,
that's what you were afraid of.
That's what
children.
Was not afraid.
That was it. That was yours. Yours.
If
was
anything,
a,
at that point in my life, I wanted to have kids.
Yeah, that one. That's so yours is interesting. Yours is.
It
not,
made you feel fear.
Yeah. It, yours is.
Yeah, because I'm not afraid of anything.
Yeah, yours fed on the stereotypical stuff, but yours used different methods. It used auditory stuff with Jared. Yours used visuals, and it's just kind of how they come about. They don't all, demons don't generally look like big horned creatures walking around in your room. They're like,
I want to imagine ideals. That its actual form was a little girl. That'd be great.
It could be, but I don't think it was.
Yeah.
What did the flowers mean?
Once again, it's a lot of it's up to interpretation.
So that was I
feel like that was just something to fuck with you.
Yeah.
Well, it was. I don't know. I always interpreted it as being like me being antisocial in a group of people that were all the same and me being different.
Well, then that's exactly what there it represented. Go. Yeah. Okay.
I think that's kind of the point of meditation. You're supposed to find out stuff like that about yourself.
Yeah. I just found demons.
Yeah.
But then I didn't believe it. Then because it never happened again, then I gave up and I didn't believe it anymore. So,
you haven't had a consistent demon. You need you need a consistent.
That was for
demon.
Years. That was years until
I'm
going to
tell
that.
Mine real quick.
Okay,
it's not a very long one. It was one instance. It was the only instance of sleep paralysis in my life. Period.
Did it happen right after I told you about my one incident?
Not even close.
Was this within the last week?
No, I was dating a woman back in like years ago. I was dating this girl.
He was 15. Woman. She was 35.
No, I was 20. I would think I was 20.
She's
I think
mature
I was,
woman.
I think I was even 20. Because I was in college, I was still living at my mom's house, but I moved out of my mom's house at 21. So must have been between 19 or 18 and 20, somewhere in there. I was dating this chick.
We'll just say you're 19
she
and
was,
a half.
She was a proclaimed witch from.
She's a witch.
Is this? Do I know her?
No. You never met her. She was. She
How
was,
many witches do you guys know?
I know quite a few.
Jeez.
It was a thing. We were in a certain group.
Jesus
that you
Christ.
Had to have been there, okay?
So many
Jared,
witches.
Judgy McJudgerson.
I'm just saying, so many witches.
And so this one was, she was like from Florida, but she was like North Florida, Bayou, Florida.
Oh,
nice.
Yeah, Florida she was like a voodoo woman. Witch. Yeah. And jeez. I didn't know that when we started kind of, we weren't dating, but we were like talking and kind of into each other. We
Did
met on a
get
dating
you more
site.
Into her?
Yeah, I was into that stuff then, okay, too. Cool. So I was like, oh, it's cool. I didn't realize how dark it went until it really happened. And one of the things that actually caused me to call it off on her was she told me, oh, I have a, you know, I've got a demon on a chain. And I was like,
what?
You have a what on a what? And she was like, I have a demon on a chain. It's actually a family demon we passed down that my great-great-grandmother shackled. So she had this whole story that I don't remember.
That's some Bayou shit.
Yes.
It sounds hot.
It was 100% Bayou shit.
I got a family
and
demon.
I went, you know, I'm not super comfortable with that kind of magic or what's going on there.
You're like, just the whole thought of it
I was
in
like,
general.
Yeah. And I was like, and we're really far from each other. She was like, so Northern Florida. I was up here and I was 20. Yeah. I was like, I just don't think this is going to work. And she's like, you better rethink this. And I was like, no. It's, you know, you're just a little too intense for me. Whatever excuse I came up with.
Jeez.
I don't remember. I bailed. Told her I didn't want to talk to her anymore.
Typical Ryan.
Yeah. Especially early day Ryan. I was jumping from like girl to girl like every 2 weeks. I never had anything serious because I'd find something I didn't like about him. We're like, and we're done. And so
I'll have to tell you the rumors that went around our high school
about me.
Off the
yeah,
air.
About you and
that's
girls.
An off the air.
Oh,
one.
What'd I do?
Off.
No, it was
anyway,
off the air.
Okay,
it was
yeah,
the demon.
Anyway, so
did
so
she sick the demon on you?
She did, in fact, sick the demon on me. So I woke up. Once again, the only case of sleep paralysis I've ever had in my life.
Yeah,
I woke up. And at the foot of my bed was a spinal column with a skull and a jester's hat. And I couldn't move my body. And I didn't get words so much as feelings of like.
Did it have a chain?
Weyerbacher attacked you?
The skull and.
The Weyerbacher Brewing Company? That's like their logo.
Is that. Well, I know that's their logo now. You know what's funny about it? Yeah. Were they around in.
I don't
2000,
think so.
I have no idea.
In 2000.
Craft beer is more of a newer thing.
And by the way, this is just how I hate clowns and jesters, and it was skeleton. It was all interpretation.
Okay.
I'm sure it doesn't actually look like that.
Did it have a chain on?
It well, so I didn't see a chain visually. That's the other thing, too, is I could see it. I wasn't feeling it, I wasn't detecting it.
Yeah.
I was fucking looking at it.
Okay.
Which is a big step up because most things don't manifest visually for me. Kyle, your phone is making static. Right. Most things don't manifest visually for me at all.
Yeah.
So I saw it and I had that, you know, the understandable moment of pants shitting terror.
Yeah.
Where I was like, oh my fucking God.
Did you in your
Weyerbacher opened in 1995.
Okay, so they were out by then.
So they were probably out.
Yeah.
Yeah, but did you...
I might have just seen that logo and that's why I interpreted it like that.
Good bit. Did you know at that time you're like, oh, is that bitch?
No, so it took me a little bit.
Oh.
Because
did
I
you call her and apologize?
No, not at all. I did a bad thing.
Good on you.
I'm not
you sicked a bigger demon on her.
He killed
her. This is the part I'm not going to super like Talon.
You're saying that right after he said he killed her.
I don't know. I didn't talk to her.
Oh, my God.
So
she's dead.
All I did,
we're getting canceled
because I don't like that whole thing. You shouldn't chain demons anyway. You know, it's not that's really dark shit.
You especially shouldn't sick them on people.
I did release it. I just broke the chain because fuck that. And I said, oh, go on, you're free now. And it went, thanks, and pissed off to Florida. And God only knows what it did after that. I never heard from her again, though.
Set her family demon free?
Yeah,
that's an heirloom.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro, that's messed up.
Don't send it after me,
that's
bitch.
That's like stealing someone's pirate treasure.
That's like stealing someone's grandmother's ashes.
Yeah, that's what happens when you send your grandmother's ashes after me in the middle of the night.
It's like stealing someone's great-great-grandma's ashes.
That's what happens when you send your great-great-grandma's ashes after someone in the middle
it's
of the
like
night.
It's like throwing it off the Grand Canyon afterwards.
That's what happens when you throw great-great-grandma's ashes off the Grand Canyon afterwards.
All right, so let's see.
Let's
rate. Let's rate our demon opinions. Jared, do you believe in demons?
I believe in my demon.
That's one demon. Ryan, do you believe in demons?
Clearly.
Okay, I don't believe in demons. Demons aren't real.
I would like to meet some more demons, I guess.
I don't know.
If there are demons, if you're a demon out there, please contact us.
Nope.
Dark Room Podcast.
Put that out in the other.
darkroomstories@gmail.com.
Yeah. If you're interested in having a demon, like, ultimate fighter kind of tournament on, my demon so far is winning. I've won at least one fight with another demon. And some other stuff. My demon's currently undefeated. We're taking
your
on
demon all
company.
Is not undefeated.
Yeah, dude, it lost against your selfie.
That's true. But my selfie.
And also,
is
you
like,
kicked its ass when you were like 11.
Your demon's so. I was
bitch.
Awesome when I was 11, yeah. And I'm not awesome now.
Yeah,
so,
you need to get like a teddy bear to protect you or something.
Blessed teddy bear. I'll bless your teddy bear.
Okay, you bless my teddy bear.
Thank you for listening. Tell us your stories. Do you have any encounters like this? Let us know at all those things Kyle just mentioned.
I mentioned one thing. I mentioned just
dark,
our website.
Darkroom Stories. No, thing? You mentioned darkroomstories@gmail.com, didn't you?
That's just our email.
Well, the website. You just said the website.
I didn't say the website. You could also find everything.
Website?
We have a website.
Rum Runners Podcast Productions.
Network.
Nope. Still
Network.
Not the thing. Stop trying to do it. RumRunnersPodcastNetwork.com. You can find full episodes. You can find our merch store. You can find access to our Discord and become a patron.
Woo!
Support your boys.
You can also DM us at Twitter at Dark Room Podcast and also Instagram at Dark Room Podcast.
Yeah, Instagram Dark Room Podcast. Hey, thank you for listening. I'm Turtle.
I'm Kyle.
I'm Jared.
That's Jared, and everybody should get their own demons.
Nope, do not.
Hmm.